And the debate over the Patriot Act comes as the president finds himself on the defensive about the handling of the war on terrorism. Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The president made that speech to the nation last night. How do you think it played?
Well, we have to wait and see. And the politicians are, of course, waiting to see how the public responds when some polls are taken. But some Democrats gave the president credit last night for sounding more conciliatory. They found other ways, though, to keep up the criticism. The Democratic National Committee has put out a webcast, a video on the web, not talking really about the president's speech, but going back to the question of how we got into this war in the first place, and saying that it's not true that the White House and the Congress both had the same intelligence when the Congress was voting on going to war. So that's where they've chosen to make their stand. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan talked about amending the Iraqi Constitution to include more Sunnis. So they found various ways to come back at the president after the speech. The Republicans are certainly hoping that this speech, combined with several others that the president's made this week or over the last couple of weeks, is working. Republican John Cornyn of Texas said that this was the president's Paul Harvey moment, telling the rest of the story, the story that doesn't show up, the good news stories from Iraq that don't necessarily show up, said Cornyn, in mainstream media. And there is a lot of excitement among Republicans that the Iraqi election was good news in their view, that it went very, very well. Although one Republican did say to me yesterday that he is sorry that good news was overshadowed by reports over the weekend that the president had authorized domestic spying.
Well, what about those revelations? The president, of course, said he's going to continue doing it.
And he clearly thinks that's the way to go. He was very firm in his radio address on Saturday saying that, and called in an audience and gave that radio address live. So he obviously thought that was working for him. The vice president, in a surprise trip to Iraq over the weekend, also strongly defended the policy of the president allowing surveillance, the National Security Agency, to survey American citizens. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice also defended it. But I think that you are going to have problems with it. Arlen Specter, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, made it very clear that this was going to be, this was something very troublesome, and that he would hold oversight hearings in the new year. And it is the reason, he said, these revelations about domestic surveillance are the reasons that the Patriot Act was derailed, and he's the author of the Patriot Act in the Senate.
And the Patriot Act, is that impasse more about principle or politics?
Well, I think it's really about both. As you were hearing from Andrea, you have someone like Larry Craig, a conservative from Idaho, Republican, who voted against cutting off debate on the act. And he's more of a libertarian. It's a state with a lot of gun owners. Pollsters tell us that white men especially don't like what they see as government intrusion on something like the Patriot Act. And that could also explain John Sununu, a Republican from New Hampshire's vote against cutting off debate. But it's also true that he is a Republican from a blue state, a state that voted Democratic in the last election. And the opposite is true for the Democrats who voted to cut off debate. Tim Johnson from South Dakota, Ben Nelson from Nebraska, both Democrats from states that voted for President Bush. So everybody's trying to find the political ground here, and they're trying to find it right up against the deadline of Christmas, Renee. And that, old-timers in Congress have learned, is the best way to get a compromise, is keep everybody here right up to Christmas Eve, and then they say yes.
Cokey, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.